Sit yourself comfortably and straight. We continue with our Panchakosha Viveka meditations. The spine, neck, head in one line. Body tall, still. Relaxed. Taking a few deep breaths. We started from our grossest layer, the material physical body, Annamaya Kosha. Made out of food, part of the food chain, created from food, sustained by it, and goes back, becomes one with the food chain in the end. So as a material body, we also pointed out, there is no individual material body. It is like the wave in the ocean, a movement in the ocean of material ocean. This material creation, a body is like a wave in it. The wave is but an expression of the ocean, not a separate entity. The physical body, but an expression of nature of the material universe. When we looked closer, we saw behind the physical body are the different physiological functions, the energy, life force. So really speaking, I'm pranamaya, I'm an energy being. I and live in the body. Then when we look closer again, the energy in my body is but a manifestation of the universal energy, manifesting as life in different beings, or manifesting as energy in and through and behind everything in creation. So again, on the energy level, there is no individual. The individual is a wave in the ocean of energy, or ocean of life. Looking closer, we saw I am manomaya. I'm a thought being. Matter and energy are insentient, but I'm a sentient being. I'm a thinking being. How do I know my body's there? I feel it in my mind. How do I know I'm hot or cold? I have energy. I'm low on energy. The mind. My whole dream world comes out of my mind. In my experience in the dream, in the waking, only difference is in the dream, I put the object in front of me. In the waking, it wasn't I that put it in front. But the experience of the object in either case is in the mind. The reaction in the mind. So at this level I see, I am the mental being, thought being, manomaya. Even as a thinking being, if I look closely, I'm not the individual being. The mind came from somewhere. Something brought it into play. Something brings all mind and all minds into play. Things were fed into the mind from parents, from school, from media, etc. Help to build up the patterns in the mind. If there are many waves in one area, in the ocean, and the sun shines on them, they'll all get affected by the sun. Many sentient beings in one area, the surroundings affect them, affect those minds. Information coming from the outer world affecting all the minds. So all around me, as in the ocean, different waves, different currents, different things come and affect a wave. I, as the individual mind, am like a wave in the universal mind. Hiranyagarbha, universal mind. That wave comes out of the universal mind. Mind came out of somewhere. Eventually subsides, goes back to the universal mind. When the mind is silent, where's the limitation? I'm universal then. As the wave that subsides in the ocean is one with the ocean. The wave is sustained by the ocean. The currents of the universal mind coming through, different situations, different things coming in the senses are affecting the mind, one way or the other. So I, the thinking being, manomaya, am but an expression of Hiranyagarbha, universal mind. A wave in the universal mind. Anything that manifests, manifests due to universal principles, like gravity, universal principle, will manifest when there's big enough a body. So the universal principle of mind manifests as the individual mind. Universal principle, not an individual thing. Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.